WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump will sign an executive order this afternoon telling the Department of Education it needs to shut down. Doing so would actually require an act of Congress, but the order would begin the process. The Trump administration also saying that it's said to be planning a swath of land where military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people overnight, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military restoring a blockade on northern Gaza, leaving only one passage south in the territory. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers have passed a bill that would require sheriff's departments cooperate with immigration authorities. They would have to ask people in custody to prove that they're U.S. citizens, and law enforcement would have to report those who can't to the Department of Homeland Security. There would be penalties for sheriff's departments that refuse. They could lose 15% of their funding. This bill was authored and supported by Republicans. It passed along party lines. Governor Tony Evers has already said he will not sign the bill. And in the race to secure the Badger State's first Buc-ee's, so far, Oak Creek seems to be winning. McFarland was originally going to have the first Wisconsin location of the Southern convenience store chain, but the road around it needs work. Stuart J. Waddles details the progress in Oak Creek.
Oak Creek's Common Council has given the green light to zoning changes that could bring a massive Buc-ee's to the city. The proposed 73,000-square-foot facility slated for the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road would include 120 gas pumps. While the project does face opposition from people living in the area, city officials are proceeding with the plan.
In McFarland, the new Buc-ee's will be on County Highway V near the interstate, but the road around it needs $15 million worth of work. The company says they'll pay half, but the local government couldn't absorb the other half. So now the governor has added that funding into his budget through Department of Transportation grants. But it remains to be seen whether it'll end up in the final version passed by Republicans. And one of Madison's most popular museums will be closing its doors for a bit. The Madison Museum of Contemporary Art will be getting some much-needed maintenance and will be putting in new exhibitions, so it'll close to visitors for about a month. They'll shut down on April 7th and open again on May 2nd with a big celebration. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but the wind will die down fairly quickly. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Tonight, clear, becoming breezy after midnight, 27 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but warmer with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. T. Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, makes me wider.
It gives me no pleasure to say this to you because we are friends, but I think you caved. I think you and nine other Democrats caved. I don't think you showed the fight that this party needs right now, because you're playing with by a rule book where the other party has thrown that rule book away.
True.
And so in my view, what you did really was, in supporting that GOP partisan bill that Democrats had no input in, you cleared the way for Donald Trump and Elon Musk to gut Social Security, to gut Medicare, to gut Medicaid. Why did you lead Democratic senators to play by that book that the Republicans are not playing by?
Okay, first, I'd say, Sonny, no one wants to fight more than me, and no one fights more than me. You got to fight smart. It is not true. That bill had far less damage. It was bad. I hated it. But it does far less damage to Social Security. Medicare, Medicaid are far more susceptible to being eliminated, which is what that horrible Musk. Can you imagine this guy, Musk, a billionaire, saying $11,000, $1,100 for a senior citizen is not necessary?
Okay. I don't know Sunny Hostin, but she's fantastic. I don't watch The View, but she's correct. She's correct. And again, you know, I guess they're friends. And but I think, you know, so she's not being disrespectful and name calling
right.
But I just
they're having a serious policy discussion.
It rings so hollow. I want to fight. We are fighting. We're going to fight every day. We're going to stick it to them and fight.
Well, then fight.
And you're just kind of like, okay, when does that start?
Right.
Did you guys have? Oh no, you don't. You have siblings.
I do.
Don't you have the feeling of, like, my brother used to, like, put his hand, like, in the middle of my forehead while I was like, well, that's...
Roman Gomez did
Chuck
that.
Chuck Schumer.
Me.
Right. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, not
yes.
Roman.
Yeah, but someone's just holding your forehead, and you're just like, well, if I could, I would. I'm going to kick. I will fight. Okay. Or like Bonnie on the leash. Bonnie's like that, too, with the big, like, if I can get off this leash, I would kick your ass, Rottweiler. Okay. Where's the big this was funny, actually. John Stewart said, what the happened? Senator Schumer, no disrespect, but you're a disgrace to Jewish stereotypes and financial negotiations.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, even Nancy Pelosi came out this morning and said, or not yesterday.
It was late yesterday.
Yeah, sorry. It was a bit of a dig, but she's right. She said, I myself don't give away anything for nothing.
Right.
I think that's what happened the other day. I salute Leader Hakeem Jeffries for his courageous rejection of this false choice. I'm proud of my colleagues in the House Democratic Caucus for their overwhelming vote against this bill. I mean, this is why I've chosen my Balls to the Walls t-shirt, because Democrats have to go balls to the walls, much like Tim Walz.
He's on fire.
Chris, who said... Whoever. Who said, I'm having the most unsatisfying I told you so tour in the history of politics? Who said that?
Tim Kazurinsky.
No, that was a good guess. Close, though. No, Tim Walz.
Okay. Haven't heard the name Tim Kazurinsky in years.
You I guess he's doing his You Were Warned tour. Is that what he's doing?
Yes, he is.
He's doing his Around and Find Out tour.
Oh, no, he doesn't have the consultants around him anymore.
No, yeah, exactly. Okay.
He tried to tell you, you were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you, you were warned, now deal with it.
Is that his walk-on music?
Yeah.
Or the leopards eating my face?
Does
he have a whole playlist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Malcolm. We have it's Man Meat Wednesday.
Yep.
So, as usual, Trump got played by Putin. They were literally laughing at him.
Yeah.
So Putin was late on purpose.
Yep.
He's at a conference.
Yep.
They told him he's going to be late, and they literally are all laughing at Donald Trump.
Yep.
Remember, the who is laughing at us? Yeah, now they are. Now they are. Putin's
they
completely...
Huh? They weren't laughing before. Now they are.
Yeah, now they are. I mean, it is just, there is nothing... He's asking nothing of Putin and Russia.
Nope.
It is, and as Zelensky said, how do you have a negotiation about Ukraine that doesn't involve Ukraine? That Ukraine's the one not involved.
Right. Nancy Pelosi yesterday could have taught Trump a little thing or two about negotiation.
Yeah. Pekka said, Putin's making Trump wait again. The two leaders were supposed to have met already, but Putin's at some conference. When Putin is reminded of the meeting, everyone starts laughing.
Yep.
They are literally making fun of Trump and his...
He waited for 2 hours.
Yes.
Waited for two hours.
Which is a typical Putin power play. We will talk to Malcolm Nance about that and also... Ooh. Oh.
What?
Ruthlessly absurd tweet by Malcolm Nance.
Oh.
Well, Christopher Steele. Of the famous Steele dossier,
yes.
Tweeted, it's shocking Trump continues to make concessions to Putin even before Ukraine peace negotiations begin. The USG is now pulled out of an international group investigating Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Why is Trump behaving as if he's the weak party here rather than Putin? And Malcolm Nance said, you know better than anyone why Trump kneels before Putin and reports like a slave. If you have any more tea, better to spill it now before it consumes your country as well as ours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone that has a question whether he's a Russian asset, I mean, oh my God, right?
Yeah. I can only hear Christopher Steele's name in my head the way Jim Ward did it as Kim Jong-il.
Okay. Some things Jim has said will never leave our consciousness. Okay. Okay, so, and I believe now everybody's saying we are soaking in the Constitution. That's a commercial way before your time, Bella. Remember that you're soaking in it?
Yes.
What was that? Mullen. Madge. It's yes, Paul Madge Mullen. And Paul Mullen. Mm-hmm. I'm soaking in it, and she would... Okay.
Yeah.
So the constitutional crisis, you're soaking in it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I don't even remember what...
Madge's a manicurist.
Yeah, but what was it?
People were soaking their nails in Paul Mullen.
And she was horrified.
Right.
For some reason.
Because, it's mild on the skin.
Right. Oh, that's correct. I couldn't remember what Madge's main damage was. That was it.
She's a manicurist.
Yeah, okay.
She's trying to soften the nails.
Oh, my God. I have to go to my nephew's big premiere, and I'm missing a gel, Bella.
Oh,
do you understand?
No.
Do you understand how... Oh, sorry. I meant to... That is really... I have to fill in.
Yeah.
I've got stuff to do today. I'm going to do the red carpet tonight for the big new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Resident, starring my tiny baby nephew as... the president.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, the first lady's here. They're sleeping upstairs in the Lincoln bedroom.
Sleeping.
Yes. Wifey has arrived.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't you just paint the nail?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
Bella can explain
but
it.
But it's
gels
like it's
are
like
a whole.
Annoying,
yeah, gels are a whole. It's. I don't have my regular gel manicure till tomorrow. You don't, America. You don't need to know this, but my point is, especially that finger that I really need when talking about Trump on the red carpet tonight. I need that finger in particular. To mention that he is number one, so I got to make sure that.
So you booked a nail and hair appointment on the day after you have a red carpet event.
Those are booked weeks and weeks in advance.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not. It's not a day of thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's the whole thing.
Just, questioning the timing. That's all.
It is bad time.
Okay.
However. So I'm going to do my like Grisabella touch up. I'm all tattered cat. Filling in my little.
Nail polish on your skin all around.
I got a new weave.
I saw.
You see that?
Your hair's very long.
I know.
It looks good, though.
I think I ordered the wrong length. Okay, you know what? We should probably not talk about my grooming needs. America needs to know about the constitutional crisis.
Yeah. We talked to Jill Winebanks yesterday, Chris, and I don't... This is where we knew we were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, John Roberts, I love everybody. Could you get all my Young Frankenstein drops ready? Mm-hmm. This is the monster you created, mm-hmm. right? Who
Super
said that?
Duper.
Andrea Junker said, a friendly reminder, the monster criticized by Chief Justice John Roberts was created by Chief Justice John Roberts. What did you think he was going to do with total immunity?
I mean,
that's the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now even Trump can go, oh, he didn't say me by name. It's just as rabbit.
He didn't go like this when he said it. He went like this.
Right.
So it doesn't count.
Who do you think he's talking about when he says impeachment is not the remedy for, I mean, how many judges, Chris, has he called radical left lunatics? All of them that ruled against him,
right.
including ones he appointed
exactly.
60 times on the 2020
right.
election.
This one just happened to be appointed by Obama. But plenty of Trump-appointed
right.
judges have ruled against
and
him.
Republican, just other Republican-appointed judges, which is not ever even supposed to be a thing. That's supposed to be the whole point of the judiciary. It's
right.
above partisan
and
politics.
That's what Robert said yesterday.
Right, exactly. But so, yeah, I mean, Trump administration continues to defy judge after sending migrants to Salvadorian prison in a court filing a day after the judge demanded more information on the 250 people who were expelled to a Salvadorian prison under an extreme wartime power. The Trump administration continued to stonewall, insisting the judge had no right to request it. Oh, my God. By the way, so the impeachment thing, whoever the Republican was that filed this against this judge said he's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Yep. So a high crime and misdemeanor now is disagreeing with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So it adds to an ongoing constitutional crisis. Thank you for finally just reporting. We're not like getting there soon. It's not like this is not like the, you know, we're almost to Yonkers. You know, Yonkers.
We're at
Yonkers. Yonkers is next. We're at Yonkers.
Yes.
We're there. We fascism. We're in it. Okay. In which the Trump administration is claiming extremely broad authority to arrest and remove people from the country without due process based solely on unproven assertions of gang membership and claims that the gang in question is actually an invading army. The judge said his authority does not end at the airspace's end. But this is the problem. So the other thing, by the way, there's always good news. On the judge front, judge blocks Trump's transgender military ban.
Yep.
Judge says Doge and Musk likely violated the Constitution and USAID shutdown. Enforcement is where we're at. Who's going to enforce these court orders? This is, okay. All right. Christopher,
yes.
Who said,
uh-oh.
For more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. Who said that?
Judge Julia Roberts.
No, oh, that was close, though. No, that would be Judge John Roberts.
Oh, okay. His sister.
Who said, the judge, like many of the crooked judges I'm forced to appear before, should be impeached. We don't want vicious, violent, domestic criminals, many of them deranged murderers. In our country, make America great again. Who said that?
Millard Fillmore.
That's another good guess. Another awful president, but
yeah.
No, that would be creamsicle Caligula. Uh-huh. That's another new one I hadn't heard yet.
No.
I generally go with Mango Mussolini, yeah. But okay. Feel free to. Did I miss anything else? Did we blah blah blah?
There was a lot
okay.
yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I know, but you're like, do victories in court mean anything anymore? I mean, people have been talking about, like, presidents never like missing, or what do you call it, losing in court. By the way, one of the worst decisions ever was when Biden's vaccine mandate got struck down. If ever there is something that is in the public interest, why do you think a million of us died? Because of that idiocy. If ever there was, but he lost, and he had to abide by that,
yeah.
And people died, you know, so, all right, I'm getting very yelly. All right. Let it out.
This.
Chris Jackson said the auto pen scam. Trump and his bumbling cronies are screaming about auto pen signatures on pardons, but guess what? The Federal Register has published hundreds of Trump's own documents
yep.
this term, including pardons. Every single one carries an auto pen signature. Oh, my God. And we don't even know. And don't take for granted that something's true just because they say it is. Like Joe Weinbanks reminded us yesterday. Just because they say these were auto pen, we don't even know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Practically everything they say ends up being untrue.
Right.
So it's, ay, ay, ay. I need some man meat. I need some Bob Seska.
Yes.
I need some Malcolm Nance.
Yes.
I need some Carlos Alzaraki.
Yes.
Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. nation's only progressive phone company. Just when you right when we're talking about all this, like companies that you don't share your values, they share your values. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, just like you are, like Friends of the Earth, Mart for Our Lives, Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. How easy is that? Bam, bing, bam. Yeah. Go on over to credomobile.com, type in Steph25.
Stephanie.
And you, yes, Stephanie Miller, that's what I said. And you get 25% off your service for 2 years. Credomobile.com, the code is Steph25.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
Well, most people know that staying hydrated is essential to nearly every bodily function, but 75% of Americans still do not consume enough fluid daily as we age. Natural bodily changes make staying hydrated even harder, especially without artificial additives or excess sugars. That's where Native Path comes in with extra help. Native Path's Hydrate is not just another drink mix. It's a thoughtfully designed formula backed with BCAAs and all 9 essential amino acids to help with muscle recovery and overall vitality. Plus, it's completely sugar-free, 100% natural. With their Native Hydrate product, you can fuel your body with essential electrolytes at the cellular level for overall vitality. Unlike other hydration drink mixes that are designed for marathon runners and contain upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, Native Hydrate contains just 230 milligrams of sodium for optimal daily hydration. Free of artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, it's only 5 calories per serving. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. NativeHydrate.com/Stephanie. See what Native Hydrate can do for your health.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach.
Hey, kids, it is the Free Speech TV Fun Drive. Yes. This is the last week. Mama goes on vacation next week. Please make sure I have a show to come back to. Please.
Yes.
I beg of you. We need the truth tellers, the democracy warriors more than ever. I'm telling you, I just read a piece Tom Hartman wrote. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. All of our, Brandy Rose. Hi, Hoa. How you doing? Freespeech.org/donate or call 877-378-8669. It is more important than ever right now. Free Speech TV, we're spotlighting all kinds of great labor leaders this week and on. Please help us stay on the air here. We appreciate it.
Blender. It's not a set of steak knives. It's Car Windshield. And now it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now! Paramedics are standing by!
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller. Don't want to be an American idiot. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. Now everybody to the propaganda. Let's take a look at the age of paranoia.
Yep. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I know. Stop sending it to me. I know about the... Yes. Pro-Trump lawmaker behind bill to name Trump derangement syndrome a mental illness, jailed the same day for alleging soliciting a teenager for sex. A teenager.
Minnesota, I believe.
Wow. Yes, Minnesota State Senator Justin Eichhorn had a very busy Monday. He was one of the five Republican co-authors to introduce a bill that would add Trump derangement syndrome to the state statutory definition of mental illness. And according to police, he also chatted with someone he thought was a 16-year-old girl to make arrangements to meet up for sex. That is a busy, busy Monday.
Well, I thought my day yesterday was busy.
Can I just say, if you don't know Trump is deranged, then you are mentally ill. If you don't have Trump derangement syndrome, there's something wrong with you. Dear God. Okay, Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Oh, it says...
I just got a text from...
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get back.
Just now.
Right. We'll get back to that in a moment. Okay, Bob Seska coming up. As we said, Malcolm Nance, a lot going on, obviously, with the Russia. Daryl says, seriously, I've been through the dictionary three times, and I can't find a better word to describe people that voted for creamsicle Caligula than stupid. Sorry, Chris. That's where I got creamsicle Caligula. Because you do need alternates for Mango Mussolini and Fat Orange Nixon, and I don't can't remember the rest of them. Okay, Governor J.B. Pritzker just revealed that during COVID, Trump told him he would only send life-saving equipment if he agreed to praise him on the Sunday talk shows. OMG. Is Trump evil or just completely deranged? I'm going to go with both. Yeah, Governor Pritzker, star of Stage Screen Illinois and mostly Chicago Sexy Liberal, he told that story. That Trump sent him a bunch of broken CPAP machines or whatever during COVID. He had to go scrounge and find his own stuff. And then this is our – I do have Dear Leader stack. This would be North Korea Dear Leader stack.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, seriously. Hang on. Ann in Santa Fe. There it is. Hi, Steph. I've been a monthly donor to Free Speech TV for several years. Only $10 because I'm an old retired lady on Social Security and pension. Aw, geez, Elmo and the Doge bags better not steal my Social Security. Aw. I'm singing Do You Hear the People Sing on a daily basis to the barricades. To the barricades! Viva la resistance! Thank you, and we appreciate it. There she is, at the barricades.
At the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, exactly. Going around and around in circles because she's in the
cul-de-sac. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and thank you, Kay. Kay Tracy, Blue Skies. This morning, Stephanie Miller said, don't call Elon Musk Sissy SpaceX. He doesn't like being called Sissy SpaceX, so never call him Sissy SpaceX. I listen to Steph, so I won't call him Sissy SpaceX. So not because he doesn't like being called Sissy SpaceX, but because Steph said not to say Sissy SpaceX. I think a large... amount of our listeners are just as immature as I am.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
And I'm proud of that. You're only young once, but you can be immature literally forever.
Did you see that SpaceX had nothing to do with getting those astronauts back yesterday?
Sissy SpaceX did not.
Nope.
After all that bull, that astronauts themselves had to debunk that, no, Biden didn't leave them in space and Elon had to go give them a ride.
Uh-huh. They got back yesterday, thanks to NASA.
Yes, another epic Elon Musk fail. NASA had to get them back. I can't. And is that, by the way, I believe that's the last time he called someone the R word. He called an astronaut retard.
Yep.
Saying, no, that's not true. President Biden didn't leave us here and blah, blah, blah. Right. This was scheduled whenever.
I believe it was that lady in space.
Sunny? Is that her name?
Sunny?
Sunny
She's
something?
One whose hair went
Yes, by. Yes.
Whenever she was in zero gravity, her hair just went.
It is terrible for your hair.
It's the main reason
I couldn't be an astronaut. I did not pay for Japanese straightening, and this is expensive weave to have it look like that.
Oh.
Wow, I just destroyed how many years of feminism. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
His own tournament again. Wow, this is the third year in a row he's won his own tournament. Who are the other players in this tournament? I mean, seriously, are there other golfers, or is it just Eric with his Fisher Price clubs? Remember how much we laughed when North Korean state media reported that Kim Jong-il had 11 holes in one the first time he ever played golf? We're getting pretty close to that.
Yep, cheerleader stack. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. All right, here he is. Yay!
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
I'm calling this from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi.
Hi. Boy, that golf tournament, man. I can't imagine that he might have cheated or they just let him win like Martin Mull and Mr. Mom. You know,
isn't that the cognitive dissonance we're all going through now, though? He is literally destroying the world and domestic economy, shattering our alliances, stock markets tanking, people retirement accounts are gone. And Republicans are like, let's put him on Mount Rushmore. He's the greatest president ever. Let's make put his face on the money. Let's
cover the Oval Office in gold.
And literally almost, I don't know if you've noticed, almost all his cabinet people, when they make statements, have to say, he's the greatest president ever. I work for the greatest president. Remember Tom Hoback yesterday? I get up every morning because I work for the greatest president in history.
That's right, Tom Homan. It's baffling. The amount of fealty, the amount of genuflecting before Donald Trump, by friends and enemies. It's just incredible, and it's distressing because all at once we're fighting this administration. We're trying to retain whatever is left of democracy, and at the same time, it seems like everyone just can't stop doing everything he wants, just giving him everything as though he won with 500 electoral votes. I'll never understand that.
I'm giggling because I'm having a Bob Seska happy hour flashback. Remember when we would do the filthy happy hours?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I just thought, while they're all doing that to Trump, he's doing it to Putin. And so it's like, remember, I think you were talking about Spider-Man Boo-Key. Remember?
I guess for the FCC, it's okay to say that it's a human centipede of fascism, autocracy.
All his cabinet is doing to him, he's doing to Putin at the same time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, okay.
It all rolls down from Vladimir Putin, doesn't it?
Oh.
So Putin, then to Donald Trump, and then, boy, who's grappled to Donald Trump's butt? It goes to Elon Musk, and then maybe J.D. Vance is after that.
This is the moment I had to turn to Chris and say, what's Putin?
We had to explain it to you on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Mm. Yeah. I've never actually seen it, but, I've heard about it, and I've seen the memes, so yeah.
There are videos you can watch if you want to, get...
I don't leave my house. Okay.
No, just the real world is frightening enough. I don't need to see the actual human centipede.
So, Bob, we keep talking about, the whole, we are in it. We are full on in. We are balls deep. Constitutional crisis. Speaking of,
we are.
Cocky.
Right. And as you know, by the way, it's not just the one ruling. It's not just the one decision by Judge Boasberg. There's another decision regarding... I believe it was a Brown University professor who's also a kidney transplant expert. She was deported despite a court order saying that she could stay. And then there's another court order about FEMA grants that they're also defied.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of natural disasters. No one's talking about, by the way, no one's talking about the fact that Donald Trump hasn't stepped foot anywhere near any rubble since he's been president. And, we've
and
had a couple of weeks of disasters that
he
could have solved.
He was golfing and tweeting about winning his stupid golf tournament. By the way, RJ said Trump gutted NOAA. NOAA used to issue tornado warnings. No warnings were issued this weekend because of lack of staff and resources. 42 people died in the South and the Midwest. Their deaths are on Trump's hands and the hands of his supporters. Yeah. Don't see any coverage of that. Suddenly, and by the way, it was the same thing, high winds that we had out here in California, but suddenly it wasn't, DEI, Gavin Newsom's fault, whatever, right?
Yeah, no. He's not doing anything about any of that stuff. Everything that applied to previous presidents no longer applied to Donald Trump because of aforementioned human centipede. You can't can't defy him. You can't say anything mean about Donald Trump, otherwise he's going to yell at you on Truth Central.
I mean, the whiplash, Bob, when he's like, it should be illegal to criticize criticize judges. It should be illegal. This radical left lunatic judge that ruled against us. I mean, it's like,
This is mentality that the more chaos there is, the more it's going to shake all the dirt out of the government or whatever. I don't know. There's just some sort of bizarre theory that allowing this clown to indiscriminately tear down American democracy is somehow going to, between the first part of the plan and the second part of the plan, which is the big question mark, and the third part of the plan is going to be, oh, yes, everything is going to be great on the other side. And it's not working. It's not going
to
work out that
way. I mean, you highlighted she was on her way to an emergency checkup when ICE nabbed her among many ghoulish stories. This is easily the most ghoulish story of Donald's first 100 days. Everyone who supports his mass deportation shares responsibility for it. I assume you were talking about the little girl recovering from brain cancer.
Yeah. Right. She was on her way to an emergency doctor's appointment because she has brain cancer. And Tom Homan's ICE, Tulsi Gabbard's ICE, decided to go in and just deport her with her family. And now who knows where she is. But she's not getting the treatment she needs. And it's just an utter, utter tragedy. The inhumanity of this administration is beyond measure.
Because you complete me and I don't know where I start and you begin. Of course, you have the same thoughts just on, Schumer and Democrats. And we keep saying, I don't want to name call him, be me, whatever. He's just not the man for the moment. He's just not. No. I mean, unfortunately, I feel like his view, his defense, it just looks as weak as the caving itself. I mean, and you highlighted new NBC News poll says Democratic voters are done with weakness and capitulations from congressional leadership. By the way, you highlighted David Axelrod had said, while I care about the USAID as a former ambassador, that's not the hill I'm going to die on. By the way, so then you post the Washington Post poll, 58%, 59% in two polls oppose dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development. Time to ditch cowardly Democratic consultants. Thank you. It's just we're in a different time with a different oil or no rule book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the it's good that you put the Schumer story together with the David Axelrod story, because I think people like Chuck Schumer are still listening to people like David Axelrod. Yeah. And it's old school thinking. It's outdated, archaic thinking. And it's no better evidenced by the fact that in early February, David Axelrod was like, no, we shouldn't be defending USAID because foreign aid is unpopular with the American people. Well, SpongeBob seconds later, February or March 5th, this poll drops, Washington Post Ipsos, says, 59-60% of the American people support U.S. aid and want it to continue, and they're opposed to the cuts that Donald Trump is making to it.
Yeah.
Completely flying in the face of what David Axelrod said just 30 days earlier. Well, so that shows you how out of touch they are.
You made another great historical point, Bob. You said voting yes on cloture, allowing the CR to proceed to passage, and then voting no with even that vote when it'll pass anyway with 52 or 53 Republican votes is essentially I voted for it before I voted against it. This is about as convoluted and weak as it gets. No win makes zero sense. And you just said, I voted for it before I voted against it, has historically been a losing position for senators.
Right.
I mean, it was the about face that we were all like, yay. We literally closed the show, whatever day that was. We're like, yay, Chuck Schumer. Yeah. We're going to hold the line and stand firm. And then the next day, we're all like, right. Yeah, exactly. Sad trumpet.
Ask John Kerry in 2004. Get in your time-traveling DeLorean. Go back to John Kerry's campaign in 2004 and ask him how well that turned out, the I voted for it before I voted against it item, which, by the way, is legitimate in some cases. I mean, let's be honest with it. It's something that often happens in Congress. But the problem is that as it's so visible in a time of the harrowing desecration of American democracy, it's no time for that kind of waffling and flip-flopping and parliamentary procedure and it doesn't make any sense. It comes off as weak when we need strong leadership. Yeah. And I think the idea that Americans want, or Democrats at least, want bipartisanship is way outdated as well.
Yeah. As my boobs are telling you, balls to the walls. We can do what Tim Walz is doing.
Yes.
Go out to town halls and listen to people and make our case.
Mm-hmm. We need wartime leadership right now.
Yeah, wartime consigliere. That's what Charlie Pierce said yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, Bob, it's I think that's the thing is, like, where you look at the polling. Like, I was just, we're talking about Russia, which we'll talk to Malcolm Nance about. I mean, I can't remember what poll I saw. Like, 6% or whatever Americans trust Putin. I mean, the vast majority stand behind Ukraine. Like, just all of these issues, people are on our side. And you know, yeah, I mean, you said Elon is making a classic blunder, making the loudness of MAGA for a sustainable volume of new customers. Not only does MAGA constitute a relatively small number of Americans, but they've been conditioned to hate electric cars. Now both sides, MAGA and pro-democracy America, hate Tesla. Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, this is supposed to be the other genius businessman, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's managed to make everyone hate Tesla, friends and enemies alike. Just a dumb, dumb thing. And, you know, I was looking at both the Tesla stock ticker and the Donald Trump Media Group ticker, which is the Truth Central company, right? And they're both in just utter disaster territory as their stock price. More evidence that neither of these guys should be anywhere near the national economy. I mean, look, ultimately, take a look around at autocracies around the world right now, especially, you know, as we were talking about, the front of the human centipede of autocracy, Vladimir Putin. The economy in Russia is doing horribly. The economy in Hungary is doing horribly. We don't even need to talk about the economy in North Korea, for God's sake. So these are all examples that autocracy and a healthy economy don't go hand in hand. And we're marching right down that road again, and somehow disinformation, propaganda convinced a whole bunch of people that these guys should be running the economy because businessmen and so on. And that's a completely false narrative.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of false narratives, you and I, are stuck on this forever, but you said the revisionism about COVID enrages me. The White House was aware of COVID in 2019, many months before the administration even bothered to deal with it. Donald closed the NSC pandemic unit. Number three, competent leadership would have avoided the worst of it, including the economic impact. I mean, the fact that alone that we memory hold to elect this incompetent doofus again. Right.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, it was the context for that was Scott. I think it was Scott Bessent on one of the Sunday shows, maybe talking about, you know, essentially this whoops, COVID. You know, who could have known that COVID was going to come along and kill a million people, 400,000 of them during Donald Trump's final 10 months in office. And because of Donald Trump's own incompetence and malfeasance and negligence. This is something that has been so thoroughly memory-holed and sane-washed for Donald Trump. COVID, the existence of COVID, the lockdowns that occurred, the mass death that occurred will be haunting us for so many years to come. It changed so many aspects of American life, from our politics to our mental health to even how entertainment runs now. It affected everything, and you got to put 99% of the blame on the presidential administration at the time that refused to do anything, that waited and waited and waited, thinking it was just going to go away by Easter. And then when they finally did something, it was short-lived, and then they decided, well, you know what, let's open up again, let's ignore the protocols, do whatever the hell you want, and then, obviously, mass suffocating death as a consequence of all of that. That's Donald Trump's fault, 1,000%. Yeah,
I love this one. David said, if the USA saw what the USA is doing to the USA, the USA would invade the USA to liberate the USA from the tyranny of the USA. That is where we are, right?
I mean, we really are.
Teacher Gorman said, if he breaks the law, no one's willing to arrest him. He's not a president. He's a dictator. He told you he would be, and you collectively decided that wasn't disqualifying. And now here we are. Like, as I keep saying every day, with whose army? His army. I guess. I just think we need all kinds of resistance and creative thinking outside the box to help we get out of this, Bob.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the idea of being invaded to liberate us wouldn't be so appealing if we actually had internal leadership that was standing up in the face of Donald Trump and saying, no, no, no. I mean, obviously, we've seen a lot of U.S. district judges putting a stop to some of the things Donald Trump is doing. Yeah. We've seen some random Democrats. Tim Walz has been doing a great job. AOC, Jasmine Crockett.
John
Bernie
Roberts
Sanders.
was a shot across the bow, I guess.
More than anything else, though, we're seeing whether it's corporate leadership, political leadership, just as I said before, just genuflecting before Donald Trump at time and time again, giving him what he wants, abandoning DEI policies, even though they don't have to. It's just this, suddenly Donald Trump is cover for us to return to this Jim Crow era racism and bigotry and awfulness.
Quick math question. If the Statue of Liberty were to swim back to France, how many of us could fit on her back? How many of us same people could go with her?
Right.
Okay. And a brief correction from the Bob Seska Show. Bob says, every time I say Rush, I always mean the band. When I say Rush Limbaugh or Limbaugh, I mean the deceased fascist.
Got it. Okay.
So noted.
You wouldn't believe. Every time I say, hey, look, I love this song by Rush, and then
like,
I get
what?
Reply, say, yeah, why do you love Rush Limbaugh, Bob? What is that all about? I mean, people actually seriously challenging me.
And people are like, you listen to the Stephen Miller Show? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then every time I post about my bike club, Major Taylor, they're like, you're in a Marjorie Taylor Greene bike club? I'm like,
yes.
No!
Yeah, the rule is you will never actually see me praise Rush Limbaugh. If I'm praising Rush, it's going to be my favorite band right over my shoulder.
Rush nerd. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So noted, sir.
Yes.
All right. We love you. Mwah. Goodbye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Sexyliberal.com. Get it. Yeah. I never miss it. Bob Seska Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. This is essential, especially since a lot of us have, most of our equity in our homes.
Right.
Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing. It is a growing real estate scam. Yeah, it's a big uh-oh, Chris. Not a little one. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer was never. That's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, they can spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud. Restore your title at no additional cost. Here's the best part. I can get you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and get access to your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Type in the promo code Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, you know that feeling when you slip into bed and everything just feels, right, that's Cozy Earth, their bamboo sheets that is next level soft, like buttery melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, these sheets are temperature regulating, so you stay cool, comfortable, wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are waiting. Huge, ultra-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there is no going back. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. And they make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth. One more time, CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Don't forget, type in my code Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Why, thank you, Anna Santa Fe. Steph, I've been a Fearless Girl says, Bella's impression of Press Secretary Barbie. Oh, we're calling her Bolt Barbie now.
Right.
Yeah. Caroline Levitt is like the second coming of Kayleigh McEnany.
Uh-huh.
Comedic relief, and it is giving me life. Go ahead, do the thing where you call me Kelly.
It's
Kayleigh.
Okay, that was my entire impression of Kayleigh McEnany. Okay. Jemmy says, you guys are killing me with the impressions. Just imagine if Laura Ingraham interviewed Caroline Levitt.
Where did you learn history? At Tried Out?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Okay. Yeah. Marie in Atlanta, hello. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And I'm here this time.
Yay!
I've been listening to Schumer's various interviews. And, you know, he's busy trying to sell himself. And, look, he's been great at fielding senatorial talent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been great at, you know, candidate development, getting people, you know, into office, gathering the troops. He is not good at everything. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, we need a wartime consigliere.
Yeah, yeah.
We need that this time. And he's just not that.
Yeah, we need, like, the actual big pussy, the character, not, you know.
Not a big cat.
Pardon me?
Not a big cat.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right. Kirk says, I love reading stories to start with. I voted for Trump, and I didn't think he'd fill in the blank. Yeah, I didn't think he'd fill in the blank either. Leopard ate another face. Okay. Larry in Minneapolis real quick. Hi, Lair.
Hey, we've got the power. All you have to do, if you're listening to my voice, is call your Democratic senator. Tell them Chuck has to step down.
Yeah.
He's more concerned about Wall Street.
Yep.
We got this. I call Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, daily. That's what we got to do.
No, that's a great idea. And again, respectfully, not, you know, name-calling, just say we feel it's time for new leadership. Please make it. I think that would reinvigorate the base big time. 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up, Carlos Alzraki all coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
The Israeli airstrikes overnight killed at least 85 Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Israel also restoring a blockade in northern Gaza, including over Gaza City, closing off a key north-south corridor. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv.
The death toll since Tuesday morning, a staggering 500-plus people, and more evacuation orders are coming, says Israel's defense minister, saying if Palestinian civilians don't get rid of Hamas on their own, quote, the alternative is complete destruction.
Senior officials from across Europe are meeting today to flesh out plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine. It's not clear as of now how many countries are willing to send troops. President Trump expected today to sign an executive order starting the process for eliminating the Department of Education. Actually doing that would require an act of Congress. Slightly more people applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the number is still historically low. This is ABC News.